This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Thank you. Well, good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, he's here. He made it, huh?
Yep.
All right.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. I was talking, I'm here live at the Crystal City Sports Pub in Arlington, Virginia on 23rd Street. So all you social justice warriors, BLM people, come on down. We got some mechanics here to do some tune-ups and some dentists do some dental work. My apologies. I was talking to one of Arlington County's finest who was telling me the things that's going on with his job, and I lost track of the time. But anyways, well, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, you mentioned mechanics and dentists. We had a couple of them working for us at the 7-5 in the mid-'80s.
Right.
One would tune you up, and the other one would fix your teeth.
Right. Well, let's get down to business. First of all, we need to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, we want to remember Detective Stephen Anderson of the Jefferson Parish, Louisiana Sheriff's Office. End of watch, May 23rd, 2021. Detective Anderson suffered a gunshot wound January 26th of 2016. And he finally succumbed to his injuries. His killer was found, arrested, and is doing a 35-year bid in the joint. Anyways, well, I need to do a special shout-out tonight to Chief Billy Keebler of the Yonadosis Fire Department. Little Billy and I go way back. He's listening tonight, and eventually he'll come on hopefully soon. Second order of business. Folks, you're not going to believe this, but here in the Washington, D.C. area, or the DMV as we locals like to call it, I was driving by a very expensive neighborhood I can't afford, and I saw a sign in the front yard, one of these yard signs, and had a picture of one Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the sign read, "In Fauci, we trust." I am not making this up. I'm like, this beautiful, ginormous home with all these high-end cars that I can't afford, and this idiot of a homeowner has a launch yard sign that says, "In Fauci, we trust." And I took a picture of it. I'll post it on the website sometime. But I just can't believe that, you know, Fauci's an idiot. And this guy's an idiot for putting a picture of Fauci in his front yard. I mean, Fauci's been wrong on this COVID-19 since day number one, and since he was part of the infectious disease group over at the National Institute of Health, he was also in charge of HIV/AIDS back in the 80s, which again he screwed up, and that's why we had thousands of people die of HIV because of idiots like Anthony Fauci. What say you about the Fauci yard sign in a nice house?
Well, it just goes to show you that there are low class people in high class neighborhoods. There's no other way to put it. Uninformed people. If you watch the newsreels on Dr. Fauci, on Tony Fauci, he was brought into the mix, you know, by the White House, you know, a year ago, and on good faith that he would be able to explain how diseases work. And because when they brought him on, we didn't know how this disease was going. You know, to me, it's just a flu. You know, to other people, it's, you know, something more deadly. However the case may be, Fauci all of a sudden got his head swelled up because of, you know, sudden fame again, you know, like it was in the '80s, like you mentioned that he was headed up in the AIDS crisis. And I think, you know, Ronald Reagan had about enough of him, and kind of, you know, put the boot to his butt, you know, like Mr. Trump did, you know, late last year. So Dr. Fauci, being on, a yard sign saying, "In Fauci we trust," you know, it just goes to show you why we have who we have in the White House. Yeah, it's just awful.
Right, and you know what? Like I say, like here, people worship government and not God. And you know, one of the reasons why I voted for Donald Trump, he might have been the worst person. He might have been worse than Joe Biden. But guess what? When he said, "You know, we were in America, we worship God, not government," that literally brought chills up my spine. But not here in Washington D.C. But anyways, Walt, May 25th is a special date. You want to tell our listeners what's so special about the May the 25th?
Oh hell, I don't know.
Well,
why should I care about what happened on May 25th?
Well, the media cares, but May 25th was the day that George Floyd passed. They say it is the day he was murdered by Derek Chauvin and this, that, and other thing, but that's the day he passed away. Why did he pass away? From a drug overdose. The guy had enough stuff in the system, fentanyl in the system, to kill an elephant. But anyways, they're having a special day for George Floyd, George Floyd Day, and our embassies across the country were allowed to fly Black Lives Matter flag overseas. But we're not talking African countries. We're talking Greece, Spain, Thailand, you know, countries not a lot of black people. But anyways, so we had a big remembrance. Like, you know, here's the passing of, like, Jesus Christ or Martin Luther King. But anyways, Joe Biden, not to be outdone by himself, decided to have the Floyd family at the White House. And to me, this is the most putrid thing I've ever seen a sitting president do. Because we all know George Floyd is a piece of garbage. He did nothing to help society, nothing to help his fellow man. He was a junkie. He was a criminal. He was a 10-time loser. He put a loaded gun at the fetus of a pregnant woman during a strong arm robbery, and he resisted arrest, and he was passing counterfeit bills. So the Biden White House invited the Floyd family over, and we're going to be right back, talk about the Floyd family at the White House and the need for heroes. Also, we're going to talk about Rolling Thunder, Blackwash, and Memorial Day. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Stay tuned.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less?
Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Gateway to the historic monument at Mount Rushmore. Blue skies, open country, a friendly and healthy population, and Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? Not a problem. The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. Anyways, this week, Joe Biden, for whatever reason, had the Floyd family over at the White House to celebrate, I don't know, George Floyd's passing, his overdose, him just being a piece of trash to society. But anyways, the vice president had a rapper named DaBaby, D-A-B-A-B-Y, over at the White House. So she spoke to him, and DaBaby is an artist, I guess some sort, rap artist. He did a award show some time ago, and at the award show, on stage, he was dancing on top of a cop car. I guess protesting Black Lives Matter, protesting the cops or something like that. But anyways, the man of vice president had enough time to come out, talk to the Floyd family, talk to DaBaby, but not go to the southern border because she's in charge of securing the southern border or taking care of business down there or talking to family members of fallen law enforcement officers or family members of fallen service members. But not to be outdone, on May the 25th, because in St. George Plaza in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the AM, the special case was marked by somebody discharging a firearm very rapidly at other people at St. George's Plaza. Yep, you heard it right. We had a shootout going down at St. George's Plaza. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, only minimal property damage. But anyways, like I said before, Floyd did not die in battle. He did not die serving his community. He did not die saving a life for a noble cause. George Floyd died because of the actions of George Floyd. And what the president did was reprehensible. But anyways, Donald Trump has made a point to thank every first responder he come across, both on and off camera. I know this for a fact because little Billy Keebler told me that he met the president when he was upstate New York campaigning for somebody else. But what I think the problem is today is that the country does not have any heroes anymore. This country desperately needs heroes. Entertainers, politicians, athletes, and political pundits are not heroes. Heroes are the cops on the street, the firemen coming to your house at 3 a.m., the healthcare workers in the hospitals, and people make a difference. Our media and our institutions of lower learning took away our heroes. We don't hear about Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, Alvin York, Audie Murphy, Wyatt Earp, Elliot Ness, Buford Posser, Buzz Aldrin, and Neil Armstrong. Instead, we get Michael Brown,
Trayvon Martin, and George Floyd. Well, what say you?
Listen, you know, this happens a lot in the black community. You know, when somebody dies, they go all out the neighborhood. You know, they don't even know this guy. They're there only because, they're black. And, you know, I don't go to somebody's funeral that I don't know just because he's, you know, Anglo, or march in a parade or march against, you know, the standings of how the person died or anything. I put out a post the other day on Facebook, and I got quite a number of hits on it that, you know, I said, you know, these people are celebrating, the death, and what it means to them, because it's the way they interpret it. And they don't even visit their mama's grave, you know, or their brother's grave, you know, or their kid's grave. You know, so, you know, it's kind of hypocritical. It's a shame that people, you know, think this way. You know, they're not working. You know, I was out and about in two different states between yesterday and today. And I see we're hiring. It's McDonald's. It's fast food chains are hiring. Hardware stores are hiring. People, establishments are offering, you know, $1,000 bonuses for, you know, hiring, you know, for getting a job there. And they'll get that $1,000 after 90 days, you know, they're just going to hand it to them and then, you know, they're gone. There's so many jobs out there to be had, but people would rather choose to march in the street for some numbnut that died of his own accord, in police custody. 140 police officers have been murdered this year, died in the line of duty. You know, they kissed their wives and kids goodbye in the morning, or their husbands, or both. And they never returned home. And you have Kamala Chameleon and Creepy Joe inviting a family over that right now has more money than them, you know, and not even mentioning anything about police officers giving their lives. It's the other way around. It's blacks giving their lives to police officers. You know, I don't even acknowledge those two that are in the White House now personally. You know, I see stupid things on, you know, on Twitter and stuff. And when I used to see, you know, stupid things said on Twitter, you know, about Trump, I knew they weren't, you know, most of them weren't true.
Right.
So, I'm not even going to investigate to see if what they say about Creepy Joe is true or not, because most likely it is. But, you know, for me to write anything about it on Twitter or Facebook, it's a waste of time, because he's probably, you know, asleep. He's probably taking his afternoon nap.
Right, exactly. But Joe Biden did say something about law enforcement during Police Week when thousands of members of the law enforcement community in America came to remember those that died in the line of duty. More or less, he blamed the cops for all the problem that's going on. He's now, and it's shocking that this guy's like blaming the cops who die in line of duty for their actions. I mean, the reason why police interact with somebody 99 out of 100 times is because you draw attention to yourself. I mean,
there's thousands of cops that have laid down their lives in police departments around the world, hundreds of thousands in law enforcement. And Joe Biden doesn't even acknowledge it.
Right. Joe Biden should have, he should have something to think of too about law enforcement. His son was the district attorney for the state of Delaware, and his son, well, gets involved in narcotics and lost a firearm. But anyways, I digress. Also, there, Joe Biden knows something about the Secret Service detail, because allegedly at the vice president's residency and his own private residency in Delaware, he used to like to swim in the raw in front of his Secret Service detail, including female officers, and special agents and Navy stewards who happen to be female detailed to the vice president's residence. But anyways, you go, Joe. But well, anything else about this horrific, these two horrific individuals before we hit our break? Because I don't want to start another segment right in the middle of us.
You know, these two people don't belong in the White House. You know,
right.
they you know, we all know how they want it, you know, how they succeeded to get to the White House. Everybody knows. And this investigation into this insurrection, I see even Republican friends of mine are looking for, you know, like sign a petition so we can have an investigation into the January 6th insurrection and blah, 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 blah. And I says, well, okay, I'll sign it. But first, you know, investigate all that crap that happened last summer, taking over police stations, taking over courthouses, burning people's businesses down, taking over downtown Seattle or Portland and make it their own little city. You know, investigate that stuff first.
Yeah, right.
Then we'll move on, you know. Then we'll move on.
Yeah, but anyways, once again, I am at the Crystal City Sports Pub, the official hangout for Rolling Thunder. We got tons of bikers out here, retired military, veteran military, members of the Arlington law enforcement community, and just people having a good time. But once again, you want to come on down, have fun. But anyways, we come back, talk. I'm nuts. Bye-bye.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp this week, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten a shot, or for those too young to get one yet, the agency still recommends that they take preventative strategies. The agency says that masks generally don't need to be worn outdoors, but are still recommended for the unvaccinated and kids under 12 when in indoor situations. And the United States is monitoring the movements of two Iranian warships that may be heading for Venezuela. Politico reporting that the pair of vessels, a frigate and a ship being used as a forward base, are being watched by U.S. intelligence officials as they appear to be heading for the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. Their final destination still unknown. Ties between those two nations have strengthened in recent years, with Iran one of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's few remaining close allies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Earlier this week, the Department of Homeland Security formally banned the separating of families who illegally enter into the country. In a memo to agents, Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Troy Miller officially ended the policy, with exceptions for national security issues. The move is being seen as an attempt by the Biden administration to reverse another Trump-era policy. But what will be the effect of the ban on the southern border? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton believes things will only get worse. He tells Newsmax TV that banning family separations will only act as another incentive for human traffickers like the cartels.
This administration has created incentives for people to come here. They've created an incentive for the cartel to go recruit people, because the cartel charges every person that comes across this border up to $8,000. Actually, the average is $8,000. Some are charged more. And so they are creating an incentive for more people to come across the border. And this policy is no different. They'll just come with children now, and they'll be allowed to come in, and people will know the rules and how to get in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back once again. I am on 23rd Street in Arlington County, Virginia, standing outside the official hangout of Rolling Thunder. Tomorrow is Rolling Thunder, where 100,000 bikers will be rolling down downtown Washington, D.C. to remember those members who didn't come home. But anyways, next story I want to talk about is Blackwash. I'm not talking about throwing some black paint on a fence, but anyways, over the years, we saw women and minorities in television and movies be part of a cast of white actors. And this was pointed out awesomely in the Not Another Teen Movie and in South Park. You just have, like, Lawrence Fishburne play, what's his name, Perry White from the Superman movies, so on. You also have women and minorities portrayed as people in positions of authority, like a judge or a supervisor. Now, in the Law and Order TV series, all you see is women and minorities as judges, bosses, or gutsy detectives, and meanwhile, the bad guy is usually a white male. And with this type of thinking, Morgan Freeman gets to play God literally 3 times in the movies, and gets to play the Commander-in-Chief 5 times in the movies, which made him a very, very rich man. But also, he played the scientist who invented a prosthetic dolphin fin in the movie Dolphin Tale. But in reality, the prosthetic dolphin fin was invented by 2 white guys. But anyways, he made millions thanks to race-based casting. Then came the musical Hamilton, which is a musical about Alexander Hamilton, with an all non-white cast. And then the floodgates opened. The Equalizer went from an English black man to a black American man to a black female lesbian who don't like men. And then now Amazon came out with a new series based on Tom Clancy, but called Without Remorse. The main character is named John Kelly, or John Clark, played by one Michael B. Jordan. And Jordan is black. Now, anyone who reads Tom Clancy's books knows that if a character is black, it is written that the person is black, such as the character James Greer or Robbie Jackson. But in the Amazon movie, John Clark's wife is killed by Russians, and he gets revenge. Now, in the book Without Remorse, the character John Clark goes around Baltimore in the 1970s killing dope dealers because his girlfriend died of an overdose. But anyways, this wasn't the first time that a Clancy character was blackwashed. In the horrendous movie Sum of All Fears that came out in 2002, the role of CIA director William Cabot was played either by, you guessed it, Morgan Freeman. And to add insult to injury, the bad guys in the movie were Russian Nazi sympathizers. You can't make this up. In the book, they were Middle Eastern terrorists. But there's even now speculation that British actor Idris Elba will be cast as the next James Bond. But since Hamilton had no honkies in its cast, and America-hating left-wing phonies love this garbage, other productions are now casting non-white actors in the role of actual white people. Now, actress Jodie Turner-Smith is now playing Annie Boylan. Who is Annie Boylan? She was one of King Henry VIII's wives, and guess what? She's white. Also, you have some other production where you have black females in Victorian France walk around these big hoop dresses and powdered wigs. And you know what? It's only going to get worse. But you know what? I say go right ahead. Make your woke movies and your woke television shows. We won't watch them. Just got America's greatest diversion, professional sports. Ratings are dropping like a rock. Jerseys and hats remain on the shelves. Same thing award shows. They used to be the biggest thing going, especially the Oscars. Now nobody watches the Oscars. Why? Because they went woke. And frankly, you know, people that live outside the Beltway and don't live in Manhattan Island or live in California are just sick of this garbage. Well, what say you about the blackwash going on in Hollywood?
You know, it's just like you said it. Go ahead, you know, have fun with it. You know, you got your BET and your the Rap Music City Awards and Rap Awards, and you know, you got all these awards that are strictly for people of color, as you say. And go ahead, fine, have fun with it. You know, just like the white thing.
If they don't want to watch it, they don't have to watch it. If I don't want to watch their shows, I won't watch it. You know, I'm not for all the boycotting where, you know, because some, you know, Coca-Cola and all that stuff because of politics. I don't go along with that. I'm not going to stop drinking Coca-Cola, and I don't drink that much of it anyway. But if I want a Coke, damn, I'm going to have one. I'm not going to not do it because some idiot decides that he don't like Coca-Cola because of what reasons. But as far as the blackwash goes, like you said, I think Idris Elba, I think he passed on the James Bond thing anyway. I read somewhere a few weeks back. But if they want to blackwash things, go right ahead. I don't care. Look, you know, I don't watch, you know, the NFL anymore either, because I just don't want to. It's a choice. If the black communities want to watch, you know, BET and stuff like that, you know, more power to you. Go ahead, man. Have fun with it. You know, but don't say that anybody's being suppressed. Well, you got 400 years of suppression because of white people. I mean, you know, you got your own awards. There's more people, more black people making movies, you know, winning awards. And they turn around. It's like my fault that they didn't win awards, you know, until Sidney Poitier got a Best Actor award, what, the 60s to Sarah Lowe. You know, back then, there was a lot of racially motivated things that kept black people out of things, you know, like professional baseball and politics and acting and stuff like that. But, you know, we've lived with the changes in the world just like they have. The world is going to change in another 50 years. So, you know, just saying, well, all right, the hell with the white people. We're going to do black movies only. Well, go ahead, man. They tried that stuff in the 70s and it didn't work out. And remember Blackula, Superfly, Shaft, I'm going to get you, sucker. Enjoy it, you know, straight out of Compton, you know, you name it, they've got it and it's failed. So go ahead and enjoy your failures and, you know, get a job.
Right. But truth be told, I own the entire Shaft series and a copy of, DVD copy of Superfly, and I played the title track at my wedding, because Kurt, I don't care what you say, Curtis Mayfield's a hell of a performer. But
right,
I mean, if it's good, I'm gonna watch it. And also, my father actually met Richard Roundtree back in the day when he was working at Social Security up in Harlem, and so I make the joke that, you know, Richard met my father, and you know. Like what he saw, and then based his Shaft character based on, you know, Pop Stanton. But anyways, think about this. What would happen if, like, you and I start a 75 movie company and we want to redo the Madea movies where Tyler Perry dresses up as a sassy black woman character, but she's white, you know, or we do Big Mama's House and I'm Big Mama, or we do
Madea. We get Madea on the nightly stroll on 12th Avenue and 48th Street or something. Yeah.
Right. Or we do a biopic on the Supremes, but the Supremes are all white. I mean, you know what would happen? All hell would break loose. But you know, again, this is America. You want to make this garbage, go right ahead. But guess what? You're not, you know.
If John Candy was still alive, he'd be perfect to play Notorious B.I.G.
There you go. Exactly. See, we could have fun with this too. But anyways, you know,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Don't get mad. Have fun with it. You know. All right. Look at Cosby. The Cosby Show. You know how many shows Bill Cosby had in his lifetime? Starting with I Spy, you know, like back in the 60s. And then you had the Bill Cosby Show, and then there was the Cosby Show, and then there was Fat Albert in between, you know, and then he became, what was he called, America's Grandfather? Well, he became America's Grandfather the Rapist. So, you know, have fun with it. You know, it is what it is. Just go ahead and make your black stuff. It don't matter, bro. You know, it doesn't matter blood. It doesn't matter bumper clock. It don't matter. We don't care. Go ahead.
Right. Right, but don't ask us to watch it or don't ask us to pay for it because, you know, unfortunately, PBS programming, they say, oh, we're the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. We'll get, you know, unfortunately, we subsidize that. And, you know, to his credit, Donald Trump tried to stop funding PBS, NPR, all this American, anti-American garbage that nobody watches except for the people here in D.C. and Manhattan. But anyways, coming next, we're talking about Rolling Thunder. Also, the reason for the season, they call it Memorial Day. Stay tuned on Democratic Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. This is Peter Scoop staying on 24th Street in Arlington, Virginia, outside the Crystal Sports Pub. It is Saturday, May 29th, 2021, but it feels like December 29th, 2021. Hopefully tomorrow the weather holds for members of Rolling Thunder. Reason I'm here is because of Rolling Thunder. Ever since the 1980s, motorcyclist enthusiasts, many veterans, supporters of veterans, ride to remember those POWs and MIA. POW is prisoner of war. MIA is somebody who's missing in action. We still have thousands of people unaccounted for, even since during World War I. But anyways, 100,000 bikers come down here. They spend money. They stay in hotels, eat and drink in bars and restaurants. They have a good time. And, you know, thousands of dollars are generated, and they don't raise a problem. Arlington County's boldest and Arlington County's finest are here on the street corner, you know, telling me to put my raincoat back on. But anyways, everybody's having a good time. Nobody's causing any problems. But anyways, Joe Biden, he hates veterans in the military as much as he hates cops, in my opinion. Why do I say that? Because every year they have a mustering point at the Pentagon parking lots, whereas you got 100,000 bikers getting ready to go across the Potomac River into Washington, D.C., to the Vietnam Memorial in Northwest. But the Pentagon denied a permit to assemble and right across the Potomac. They cite COVID-19, but I personally just think that the Department of Defense and the Biden White House just hates our troops. I mean, they're going after the troops, trying to vet them for anybody who's right of Karl Marx in the service. They get rid of don't ask, don't tell. You can be openly gay. You can be in dress blues and swap spit with another dude if you're a dude. And the recruiting video we talked about last week where this girl, Emma, has two moms and she's a social justice warrior, but now she's, you know, active duty in the U.S. Army. You know, that's who the Army wants. They don't want guys, for special forces, joint operation group, things like that nature. But anyways, I hope weather holds off, and I just wish the Biden White House would, you know, give our veterans and our active duty troops what they need. Because tomorrow's Sunday, all right, and I drive by the Pentagon every single day. The Pentagon's right next to Arlington Cemetery. I see some of the white headstones. I go driving down Route 110. But on the weekends and every federal holiday, the parking lot is empty. And the district in Virginia is lifting COVID restrictions, but they don't care. It's like, all right, screw y'all. Go over to the RFK Stadium, which is located on the eastern part of the city, not the safest, and has some of the most horrendous roads you can imagine on the east part of town, because the mayor does not like cars for some reason. But anyways, hope we have a safe ride tomorrow. If I've got time I can make, I'll try to get downtown if the weather holds up. But anyways, safe travels, bikers. Walt, what say you about the Rolling Thunder?
You know, if it was the Million Man March, they would have had all the permits that they wanted. You know, that exactly. Fire Million Man. But when it comes to, you have Anglo-Saxon and you have African-American vets involved in the Rolling Thunder, because it's a positive thing towards our history, they don't want it. They don't want to acknowledge it. You know, that's just a crying shame. You know, it doesn't matter if it's tradition or not. This is the right thing to do, to acknowledge all these guys that are rolling in. They're all vets. Most of them are from the Vietnam War era. You know, the older guys, they're from the Vietnam War era, and they were treated like crap when they came back in the late 60s and early 70s. They were treated like crap, you know, baby killers and stuff like that. Listen, you know, war is war. But now it's not spoken of on what's going on over there, because nobody does hand-to-hand combat much anymore. Everything is bombs. Everything is missiles. You know, everything is done from a distance. And the veterans need to be treated well across the board, including our injured vets that are waiting for treatment at all our VAs that Mr. Trump is so successful in getting and doing. All that stuff has come to a halt like the pipeline. You know, they can thank Creepy Joe for all this wonderfulness that he's spreading around our nation.
Exactly. I couldn't say it better myself. But anyways, it is Memorial Day come Monday, but the purpose of Memorial Day is not a 3-day weekend to go to the beach, to sit in an overpriced hotel room, go buy cars, go buy furniture, go buy carpeting, appliances, the Lowe's, Home Depot, or do the garden. It's to remember those who did sacrifice themselves for a greater cause than their own. for the, you know, the freedoms that we do have, the freedoms that we did have, and hopefully the freedoms that we're going to have once again. A lot of these men back in the day, they were drafted. They were told, you have an obligation to serve your country. And they did. And they did honorably. And, you know, the years ago, Congress passed the law saying that the last Monday in the month of May will be Memorial Day to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, I'm not saying don't, you know, spend the day solemn, you know, praying and not do anything, but just remember those. You see one of these guys in these cuts for whatever unit they're in, they're riding somewhere, or the guys in the garrison hats. Garrison hats, those funny hats from the VFW and the American Legion. You know, thank them. Thank them for the job well done. If you have fathers and grandfathers and uncles or something that did serve, thank them. Because, you know, we can't thank them enough. And I was active duty one time, and honestly, if I was in charge, I'd give the private coming into service starting pay of $100,000 per year. Because I can tell you this, we can never pay these men and women enough money. Because, I mean, 40-hour work week is unheard of. On top of that, especially if you're going to the front lines, the FOBs, forward operating bases, you're looking at getting shot at, getting blown up, IEDs. Plus, you know, nowadays you don't know who you're fighting. Back in the day, you knew who you were fighting because they had something called uniforms. Now, you're going to these towns, you know who's friendly, who's not friendly. And then you make one wrong move, guess what? They want to send you to Leavenworth for doing your job. But that's why I say, please, remember those who did serve. I served. Sean Bergen served. Eddie Miller served. Walt, your father served. Both my grandfathers served. We all served, and, you know, we did what we had to do, and we, you know, we're still serving today here on, you know, Liberty News Radio Network. Walt, what say you before we go?
I agree with you 100%. You know, people laid down their lives. You know, the men that gave their lives on the beach of Normandy, and remember that tomorrow when you're on the beach in the sunshine. You beat the guys that died in Normandy recently. You were able to lay out on the beach.
Right, and lay on the beach, and then go downtown, burn the flag, and fight with the cops, and say F you to the cops, and you know, just be a burden to yourself, you know. And you know, you also have the right to call or recruit baby killers and whatnot. And also, depending on how you swing, you have the right to kiss another dude in public if you're a dude, or if you right to kiss another girl if you're a girl. You know, that's your thing, but that's because we have the freedom to do so. And anyways, let's hope we have a nice, safe, beautiful Sunday and a nice, safe, beautiful Monday. Because, you know, since our Vietnam and Korean veterans are getting up there in years, they're starting to pass away. One thing here in D.C., they have the honor flight. These 90-plus-year-old guys who fought World War II fly into National Airport or Dulles Airport, and they got the police out there. They got the fire department, the fire trucks, and people waving the flags, and they bring these old-timers to the World War II Memorial before they pass. So it's really a sight to be seen, because I mean the people that meet these planes at the airport, I mean they treat these guys like rock stars because they are rock stars. And anyways, Walt, we got a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to put up there?
On a lighter note, to the racetrack, to the dirt racetrack, and I-75 Raceway in Tennessee. I have been invited to be a flagger. Our intern, Mike, is the flagger now, and I'm going to try and sit on that podium next to him and do a couple of races. I'm not sure of the date, but I'll let you know.
But I hope you and Mike are not going to be on that that grandstand, or, you know, I don't think that tempered steel is too sturdy for all the way. But anyways, for Walt, your cue, this is Peter Scoop Stan telling everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.